Hello and welcome to All in IT Radio. Join us as we talk about everything related to information technology and some other random stuff as well. Help us as we try to find how IT relates to each and every one of us and what the story headlines really mean.
Hello and welcome to episode number 0008. Today you will only hear me, Henrik, here, as Kenneth unfortunately couldn't join in. And as you probably noticed, we have been more or less gone for the whole summer, mainly because we have had a bit of a holiday and we have been busy working with other projects. I myself, for example, have been working on the new version of the website for my music project, WarpFuzz. You find it on warpfuzz.se. I'm trying to make it a better experience across different web browsers, and I try to make it work better in mobile phones and tablets as well. And in the beginning of August, I traveled to Helsinki in Finland to participate in the Demo Party Assembly. That's one of the biggest demo parties in at least Europe. But we participated with our new real-time demo. And when I say we, I mean our demo group Vovoid, as I'm part of. And the demo itself was titled Luna Reactivation. We ended up on third place in the real-time demo competition. And my part in this project was mainly to produce the music. I had a part in producing some graphics as well. But you can read more about this at the website we have for our demo group, vovoid.org. That's spelled V-O-V-O-I-D.org. So that's some of the things I've been busy working with this summer. And moving from that, I'm going to glance quickly about some news items that has been in the buzz for the past weeks. Recently, I read an article on the news network IDG about Windows XP, which is actually 10 years old now, as it was released for manufacturing the 24th of August 2001. So yeah, 10-year-old operating system. And they also have a quote in the article from Michael Cherry, from the company Kirkland, where he says that Windows XP, while it's 10 years old, that's nearly a lifetime when you speak about operating systems. And that's very true when you think about how fast development goes these days, both in terms of software and hardware development. And Microsoft themselves encourage people to actually move on from the XP platform and upgrade to Windows 7. As you know, they didn't release their new web browser version, Internet Explorer 9, for Windows XP, and that may be a nudge in the right direction that people have to move on. But that's not an easy thing, actually, as half of the world's computers currently run Windows XP, so people tend to stick with it. And I can't say that I'm free from guilt completely myself, as I actually run XP on one of my laptops still. So it's probably time to move on to Windows 7 or Windows 8 when that's released. So yeah, maybe the lesson of today, if you have XP, think about upgrade to Windows 7. And moving from that, I stumbled upon a very interesting project called Prey, P-R-E-Y. And it's a very small program that you install on your mobile devices, phones, laptops, for example, and it helps you track them down if they get lost or stolen. And the reason why this is something that appeals to everyone is because that's it's open software and it's free for anyone to use, free as in beer and whatever the saying goes. And it works cross-platform, Windows, Linux, Mac, and Android currently, but they are working on iOS version as well. I haven't tried it myself, but I probably will since I find it very interesting, and you'll probably hear a quick review from me in a future episode, as I think it will be something worth noticing. And you can read more about it yourself at their website, preyproject.com. You will find a link to it in the release notes. And moving from that, we will actually go back to talk a bit about Windows, as I watched a quick video at YouTube from Microsoft where they showcase their improved file management in Windows 8. Basically, what this video is showing is For example, if your friend is at your house and he has a USB drive with him with photos from your holiday and you want to transfer these to your hard drive, you plug it in and start transferring them. At the same time, you probably want to copy some files from your external hard drive. Normally in Windows, you would get two separate windows. And what they are doing in Windows 8 is that they merge file transfers into the same window. And you can also get extended information about the file transfer, how fast it's going over time. And if you want to, if you have edited some photos in Photoshop, for example, and you want to transfer these back to the original folder, and you're not sure which of these you want actually to overwrite or if you want to stay with the original copy. And normally you would look at them one at a time, but what they are doing now is that they merge all these inquiries into the same window where you can see all the photos that you're going to transfer at the same time. So yeah, nifty update indeed, but I can't help to think that this is a very basic and essential update. This is how you normally would like it to work in an operating system. That's how I would want it to work in Windows 7 already. I don't understand why they haven't implemented it. So that's not what you would like to show to people when you want to give them a look at your new and improved and cool operating system. So yeah, okay, good job Microsoft for actually moving forward, but this is not a big thing. So, moving from Microsoft to Mozilla, where we're going to talk a little about Firefox. As you know, and we have talked about it in an early episode, they increased their release pace of their new Firefox versions. And basically what they're talking about in this article is the reasons why they increased the release pace. One of the reasons they mention is they had new features already for release. And normally, if you go back to the days when we had to wait maybe a year or two until the next sharp release, you had to wait until then to get the new feature that was already finished maybe 1 year before. So that's one of the reasons why they increased the release pace. A downside of this, however, as I mentioned in this article, is that if you run a big company or a big organization, you maybe update the browser of hundreds of computers. And if they increase the release pace, you have to update them very often, and that might be very much work. So that's of course a downside of it. But as far as I know, that's the case with other web browsers today as well. Chrome, for example, have a very high release pace. But yeah, basically I think it's a very good thing that they sped up the release pace of Firefox, as it's the main browser I use and I like to get new updates quick, as I don't download the beta or nightly builds, as I want a sharp and stable release. So moving from Mozilla to something else, we're going to talk a little about the universe itself, actually. Getting deep here in All Night Radio. It's an article that has been all over the news, actually, for the last day. I read it on Ars Technica. It's about a pulsar star they discovered quite a distance from Earth. And the thing that made this a hot topic is the fact that it has a small companion planet, which is the size of Jupiter, actually. And according to the scientists' calculations, this seems to be made out of solid diamond. That makes it very interesting, sadly, of course. The positive side of this, as I see it, is that this pulsar star and the planet is located very far from Earth. It's nearly 40 light years from Earth, so that probably leaves it way out of man's greedy hands. Or at least you can hope so. So, that was a very short episode of All Night Radio. But I hope you enjoyed it. It might turn out to be a big and gigantic failure, but I hope you forgive me for that in that case, and tune in to the next episode where I hope Kent will join up as usual. And when I'm on my own today, I also got the privilege to choose the intro music, and the music today was made by Nastya Yasnaya, and I may have pronounced that horribly wrong, but you have to excuse me as she is from Russia. Nastya Yasnaya, and the track was called Moya Lubov. You will find a link to it in the release notes. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can do it quickest by using Twitter. My handle on Twitter is Warpfuzz, WARPFUZ. Or if you speak very posh British accents, you would normally say Z about the last character. You can also reach us on our common Twitter handle, Altinamite, that's All in IT in Swedish. Allotinomit. And that works on Identica as well. Or you can mail us if you want to, if you have something to comment about our episodes, or if you have a news item you want us to talk about, or anything related to this podcast. You can mail us at show@aiit.se. So, thanks for tuning in this time, and I hope you will be back at the next episode and listen to us. And I hope you enjoy yourself until next time. Bye bye. My yellow.